Thank you. The poet has written these words, "Glory to thee, thou Son of God Most High, all praise to thee. Glory to thee enthroned above the sky, who died for me. High on thy throne thine ear, Lord Jesus, bend, as grateful hearts now to thyself ascend." We're going to sing a hymn, and then we'll have our panel discussion. The moderator of the panel this morning will be one of our directors, Vice President of CMML, Fred Hamilton, and he will introduce the panel. If you look in your program, you'll find near the back 3x5 card. If there's any questions you want to send up to the panel, please use the card, hold up the card, and the ushers will pick up the card. We'll sing a hymn, and we'll ask the panel members to ascend on the platform, please.
I find it a great pleasure and a real joy to be back again at this table, rather differently than I normally occupy the time, but it's a great joy too to have with us those who are here. On my extreme left is Dr. Arthur Gans. Most of you will remember that he was for several years a member of the CMML committee, and we enjoyed his wise counsel and his constant help. It's so nice to have him with us as a speaker at the conference, as well as a participator in the panel. You've just heard our dear brother Boyd Nicholson. I need say no more. I'm sure your heart, like mine, has been really touched as God has spoken to us this morning. My right here is David Rickett. We remember with great pleasure his visit to us only, was it last year, today, at conference, and the profitable time we had, and the heart-searching ministry which God used him to give us. And then we also have one who is a new panel member, but by no means a new attender at the conference and participator in many ways, our dear brother George Peary. Most of us have enjoyed his ministry down the years. I was particularly, in a personal capacity, passing through a very severe trial this year. And the ministry we had from our dear brother at Valley Bible Chapel seemed to be a confirmation to me from God of what he was saying. Now we have these brethren with us, and at the moment, I am looking for questions. I'm sure there will be many. You will please think about what you've heard. You have been thinking of it already. But we are going to ask you to send up your questions, and we shall share them here and discuss the matters that are on your minds. It's a wonderful opportunity, really, to not merely answer your questions, but to draw out from God's servants the ministry of the truth of God and of the person of Christ in this way. There's something different about this conference already, and that is that instead of facing things that sometimes seem to have doctrinal difficulties to you, we are facing issues that are very practical, very personal, very important. Well, as there is so far only one question in sight, I'd like to address a first question to Mr. Nicholson in connection with what has been said this morning. There are many, Boyd, who say they love the Lord, and who say they want to put him first. But the difficulty of arranging things, arranging priorities in their lives, is not only a problem to them, as you have put it forth, but it is used very often to make them constantly unhappy. What practical steps would you suggest a brother or sister should make when they realize that things are all topsy-turvy in their lives? How should they go about putting their lives in order so that the Lord does indeed become first and foremost and the supreme priority of their life? What should they do?
I think the enemy does want to make the Christian life seem to us a very complicated thing, filled with a mass of rules and regulations and actions and reactions and responses. My personal conviction is that the Bible does not teach this at all. God intended the Christian life to be a simple life of trust. The just shall live by faith is an all-pervading principle. So that if we have certain basic principles in place, it's amazing how everything else will click into position. For instance, we've just considered God is first. If I love the Lord with all my heart, I'm going to love my wife. I'm going to love my children. I'm going to love His Word. I'm going to love the brethren. And I'm going to love the lost for whom He died. So we're dealing with a basic thing, that once it is in place, many of these seeming difficulties and problems will resolve themselves in the light of that master decision. Of the Thessalonians, Paul says they first gave themselves to the Lord. And it would seem to me that this, brother Fred, would be the very first step to ensure that there has been nothing withheld in the life in commitment to the Lord Himself. And when we get down in the presence of God and truly follow through in Romans 12 and in Romans 6, the yielding of the body and the yielding of the members, without reserve, without retreat, without regard for the consequence, many things, I believe, will fall into place.
Thank you, Boyd. Any other comments from other panel members?
I would say this. I think that one important factor in deciding our priorities is the matter of how we use our time. Now, it has been pointed out that every one of us has the same amount of time, from the greatest to the least. The problem is, how do we use that time? What do we place as most important in that time? That, of course, you say, is the question. Well, I think that the question can be answered from this point of view, that we all have to stand before the Bema. We all have to give account to God for time and for everything else. And in the light of that, I think that it will make it easier for us to decide our priorities, which comes first and which comes next. The fact that we must appear before God to give an account.
I think our brothers touched a very important thing here. In the world today, there is this great confusion about time. Men spend time to get more money so that they might waste time. They spend time so that they can buy a snowblower. They might have more time to buy a snowmobile. They spend time so they can buy a lawnmower, so they have more time to buy a golf cart. And so in the world today, the working man never had more time, free time, and he never had more money to spend. And I think the dangers in the church are that these principles begin to sift in. And I think our brother has touched a very important point.
Any other comments? There is a very important connection with all that has been said, and I'd like to raise an additional question. There are those who say, I am putting the Lord first in my life. Therefore, I go to the meetings, and in some cases, may even devote the life to service abroad. But there is a sense of loss on the part of the family.